Earlier this spring, my son and I decided to build a raised garden bed in our backyard. His dream was to grow fresh vegetables from seed, patiently, naturally, from the very beginning. I, on the other hand, was tempted to take a shortcut. I found myself eyeing the already sprouted seedlings at the garden center, thinking to myself, why can't we just start with something already growing? But my son insisted we do it the slow way, one seed at a time. As the weeks passed, he watered, watched, and he waited, trusting that growth was happening beneath the surface, long before anything green appeared above it. That image has stayed with me, because what we witnessed in our little garden mirrors in part to what I see happening across our district. As the director of church multiplication for EFCA East, I am starting to see a pattern develop. All across our region, from bustling cities to quiet rural towns, something encouraging is happening beneath the surface. It's not flashy. It's not program-driven. It's slow. It's steady and organic, just like a seed pushing through the soil. Pastors and churches throughout EFCA East are rediscovering a simple but transformative truth. That is that multiplication is not a burden to carry, it's an identity to live. It's not reserved for large, well-resourced churches, nor is multiplication dependent on marketing strategies or perfect circumstances. Rather, that multiplication is a natural outflow of discipleship, and it's beginning to sprout into a movement. And I believe that God is positioning EFCA East to be on the forefront of multiplication for the entire EFCA movement, not by accident, not by human strategy, but rather by returning to what Jesus always intended, the Great Commission. All authority in heaven on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Matthew 28, verses 8 through 20. In Jesus' final discourse to his devoted followers, we notice one key distinguishing mark that shapes our missional strategy. Jesus didn't say to go and to build churches. No, he said to go and make disciples. We are ministering in a cultural moment marked by fragmentation, fatigue, and spiritual hunger. Churches are being rebuilt. People are searching for authenticity, purpose, and yes, simplicity. Many pastors are tired of additions and programs that overpromise and underdeliver. But that environment is not a threat to the church. Rather, it's fertile soil. When the world is unstable, multiplication becomes even more vital, not less. Because multiplication is not merely church growth. It's the life of Jesus multiplying through his people. Jesus reminded his early disciples, "As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." John 20, verse 21. This means that we carry the same mission forward that Jesus did and still does. Empowered by the Spirit, we join God in the work that he's already doing. The Great Commission didn't pause after the recent pandemic, and it didn't shrink because our budgets and attendance did. The call to make disciples still remains. And when we remember who we are in Christ, that we are new creations, ministers of reconciliation, royal priests, according to Scripture, the seed of multiplication awakens again. One of the biggest barriers to multiplication is a false definition of success. Many pastors silently say to themselves, "We have to fix home base first before we can think about multiplication." Multiplication means losing people, losing resources. We've tried it before, and we got burned. Friends, if that's you, let me just say this very compassionately, but also very clearly, because I've been in your shoes and I've felt those same pressures. And when you go home at night, you feel the weight of the ministry on them. Success in multiplication is not measured by launches, numbers, campuses, or budgets. Success, biblical success that Jesus would define as success in multiplication, is measured by disciples being made. Disciples that you are already pouring yourselves into. You see, inside every seed lies the essence of multiplication. It's already there. It's waiting for the right conditions to take root. Roots always come before fruit. Before churches multiply, disciples must. That means that every pastor and every church right now can multiply. When a church invests its time or its resources to bless another, that is multiplication. When a believer disciples another believer and they grow in their faith as a result, that is multiplication. When a Bible study forms and people gather to hear and live God's word, that is multiplication. And when a leader recognizes potential in another and raises them up to function in their God-given gifts, that is multiplication. What gives me such hope is that God is already stirring across our district these seeds of multiplication. In the last year alone, I've spoken with more than a dozen prospective planters from New York City to Virginia Beach, serving in urban, suburban, rural, multi-ethnic, and multilingual contexts. These are not hypotheticals. The seeds are already in the ground, and momentum is building. Steadily, yet quietly, like roots beneath the soil. And I believe that EFCA East is uniquely positioned because, one, we're geographically diverse. Two, our cultural breadth. Three, our pastoral hunger for authentic disciple-making, not just programming, is resonating. Churches already modeling the ecosystem of multiplication. But also, we are a district that relies on the Holy Spirit, prayerfully depending on Him for our success. And finally, because we have systems and coaches to support you in multiplication. This is what movements are made of. Not uniformity, but unity around a mission. So what now? As I think back to that raised garden bed with my son, I'm reminded that the real joy wasn't just in the harvest, but in the process. The watering, the waiting, and the trusting that growth was happening even when we couldn't see it. In the same way, as we take the next faithful step in cultivating disciple-making churches. I'm going to pause and back that up. In the same way, as we take the next faithful step in cultivating disciple-making churches, we'll find that God brings growth in His time, and often more than we expect. By the end of that summer, we had so many tomatoes, we had to start giving them away. And that's what happens when healthy things multiply. So friends, we must not fall prey to the mindset that we must do everything, but that we only need to do the next faithful step. When we think we must do everything, it leads to burnout for you, for your elders, and your leaders. And we also can't fall prey to the mindset that we must multiply tomorrow. We fully recognize that the paradigm shift that I'm unpacking for us today is like playing the long game, especially when it comes to identifying, developing, and deploying leaders. Rather than thinking we must do everything, we must take the next faithful step. So, what next faithful step is God calling you and your church to take? As your director of church multiplication, my heart is to walk alongside each of you as you discern your role in the multiplication ecosystem. I would love it if you would reach out to me via email and schedule a 60-minute discovery call where we can walk together and figure out how we can come alongside of you and your church and cast vision for multiplication. Be sure to stay tuned for more information regarding an upcoming webinar where I will be helping to take a deeper dive into our vision for multiplication and learn practical steps that your church can implement, helping you take the next faithful step. Remember, multiplication isn't beyond you. It's already taking root in the disciples you are making. And when each of us take our next faithful step, the Holy Spirit strengthens us and propels us. And together, we fulfill our mission by multiplying healthy, transformational churches among all people. Thank you, and God bless.